The Mustang volleyball team has been working all season long, and they all look at Dana bringing gifts again like she always does. Sydney Kay is to my right, one of our seniors for the Mustang volleyball team. Thank you. Sydney, congratulations on the win last night over Storm Lake St. Mary's.
Thank you.
In that match last night, you had 21 assists. Good match for you. Tell me about it.
It was really good. We worked really well together, and we stayed positive, and we just kept going.
Speaking of going now, you're heading to Hartley on Friday. What did Coach and your team, was it a short practice today, or did Coach Murrah work you pretty hard as usual?
She worked us pretty hard. We never have a really easy practice. We really worked on our blocking and our passing.
Okay, so you guys are getting ready. Now I have a lot of your teammates behind me there here that I have to visit with, so good luck to you, Sydney. I hope things go really well for you and the Mustangs on Friday night.
Thank you.
We're going to take a short time out to hear from another Mustang sponsor and back with another senior member of the volleyball team right after this on KBVU.
Ag Partners and Fonda is proud to support the Newell Fonda Mustangs on the field and in the classroom. Good luck tonight, Mustangs, from your friends at Ag Partners and Fonda.
And we're at halftime of the Mustang football game, 20-0. Now, I made that painless for Sydney Kay. Morgan Hurd, not so painless for you. How are you tonight?
Oh, just great.
Well, last night's match, you had 5 assists contributing. What's it been like for you in your senior year now as this Mustang volleyball team has had such a good year?
It's been really fun, and it's just been a great experience to be on the varsity for us.
Is there something that stands out? Has there been a special memory to this point for yourself? Does anything come to mind? I know it's a tough question. I put you on the spot, but if you think about that, is there any one thing?
Just anything I do well or our team does well or just celebrating together is really fun.
Who's the leader on the volleyball team? If you guys are in the locker room before a match, is there a joker? Is there somebody that keeps you lighthearted? Is there somebody cracking jokes? Who keeps everybody loose?
I feel like we all do that, but I think Abby Smith and all of us, we just contribute.
Okay.
That.
Well, Morgan, keep contributing. Good luck Friday night, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. We'll get Abby Smith up next. It's halftime of our football game. More Mustang volleyball players coming up on KBVU.
Rusty and Andy Koski and the staff at Nutritech would like to say good luck to the Newell Fonda Mustangs in tonight's game. Play on, Mustangs, from your friends at Nutritech.
Well, the Mustang football team leads 20-0. Last night, the Newell Fonda volleyball team defeated Storm Lake St. Mary's in 3 straight sets. Abby Smith is another one of our seniors. Abby, not a bad night last night for you and not a bad season. Congratulations on a 23-win campaign so far.
Thank you.
Last night, take us through the match. Did you guys feel good from the beginning right till the end?
We definitely had our ups and downs, but overall we worked hard and we wanted to be there, so it was good.
17 kills for you last night. Is that kind of the norm for you?
I just come and try my best, so whatever happens, happens, I guess.
Who's your biggest fan?
I don't know. My family? I don't know.
I got to ask you, what's Caleb up to?
Caleb is at Dort right now, just living the college life, I guess.
You keep in touch?
I do. We text a lot, so.
Okay, good. Is he going to be in Hartley then? He's not too far away from Hartley if he's up in Dortland.
Nope. I'm trying to convince him to come. We'll see.
I'll put the pressure on him. I'll apply some pressure. Good luck to you guys. What's Coach Murrah stressing when it comes to this very good Central Lion team that you'll see Friday night?
We just got to do what we do best and don't take them lightly. We got to set our block, swing, just do everything that we know how to do.
All right. Well, thank you, Abby. Good luck on Friday night, okay?
Thank you.
Let's get Mallory Seavers over here. We won't take a break just yet because everybody wants to hear what Mallory Seavers has to say. And Mallory, we'll give you a second here. How are you? It's good to see you again. Last time we had a chance to visit was basketball, and, you know, the summer rolls on by. You know, what'd you do this summer? I know we're well in the school year, but do you have any highlights from summer?
I was a lifeguard at the Newell and Albert City Pool this summer.
Did you save any lives?
Nope.
Did you rescue anybody?
Nope.
Olford? Anybody ever have any trouble?
A few tiny little cuts.
Okay. Have you been swimming all your life?
Pretty much.
See, I don't swim. That's not good for me, and I know you've been good at volleyball this year. How do you feel about your season up to this point?
It's really awesome to see us go this far, and I have loved to work with the team that I have right now.
You know, is this a tight-knit group? I mean, are you guys really tight on and off the court? You hang out a lot together? You guys have a lot of fun?
Yeah, we do.
You do. You want to share? You got any good stories that we can talk about on the radio?
No.
No? Okay, 15 digs last night for you. You played well.
Thank you.
Who's been your biggest inspiration when it comes to volleyball? Were there any, you know, players in the past as you were a freshman, maybe a sophomore, any older kids that you looked up to and admired?
I always admired the seniors because it's their last year, and they always show a lot of team leadership. And I always just admired them and wanted to be like them when I was a senior.
So that's what you're trying to do right now, trying to be a leader for some of the youngsters too?
Yep.
Well, good. Mallory Severs, thank you, and best of luck Friday night, okay?
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll continue our conversation with some of the Mustangs. Courtney Temple is in the on-deck circle. That's next on 97.5 KBBU.
Iowa Lakes Electric Cooperative is proud to support our local student athletes. Find out more at ilec.coop.
All right, the score is 20-0. Newell Fonda leading at halftime. At least text Rye Guy. Okay. What? All right. Okay, we are at the half of the Mustang football game. 20-0 the score. Volleyball team for Newell Fonda playing Friday night at Hartley against the Central Lions squad. That's 30-5. Courtney Temple, how are you tonight?
Good.
How many layers? I mean, you got a scarf, a nice winter coat, a sweatshirt underneath there. Are you staying warm?
Kind of.
Any hand warmers or anything like that?
Not at this moment.
Okay, well, you're looking good. The Mustang volleyball team is looking good. And what are your thoughts for Friday night? I know I asked one of your fellow seniors what maybe the scouting report is for Coach Murrah. What is she stressing again for yourself maybe come up on Friday?
We just got to make sure our blocks are set, and we got to keep hitting the ball and executing and taking it at them.
What is the forte for Newell Fonda volleyball? What do you think you and your teammates are really, really good at and makes you a difficult matchup?
I think we're really good at working together and just getting each other's back and helping each other out.
Any special memory from the season up to this point for yourself?
No, not really. We just have those moments where we laugh and we just, like, kind of get loose and...
have a good time.
Yep.
That's what you're supposed to do. So how are you juggling everything, the classwork, the practice, the matches, weekend tournaments? How do you fit? Do you ever fit in any of your own time? What do you like to do when you have any spare time?
Sometimes. If I have spare time, I just normally relax and sit down because I'm not at home much. But, yeah, it's hard with the homework and the sports and everything going all at once.
How's class going? All your classwork good?
Good.
You like your classwork?
And
have you thought about where you want to be a year from now?
Hopefully going to Drake for pharmacy.
Really?
Yep.
I heard pharmacists make big bucks. Is that true?
That's true.
Well, good luck to you then.
Thanks.
All right. Share some with your dad. He's probably going to be asking you for money. You ever ask your old man for money?
Yep.
You do? Like,
yep.
You ask for $5 or do you go for a $20?
I don't know. It depends at the situation.
Go for a $20, okay. All right. Best of luck Friday night, Courtney.
Thank you. Nice
to visit with you. Okay, let's bring in, last but not least, Maddie Morenz. As we're, again, at halftime of the football game, the precipitation has picked up. And, Maddie, I got to ask you a question now. You have how many sisters?
Five.
You have five sisters.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what is life like for your dad at home? I mean, what does he go through? Is it just all a joy for him with so many daughters? I mean, what's it like?
Oh, he knows he loves it, I guess.
He does. Loving every minute of it.
Totally.
How about volleyball for yourself now? I mean, you play several sports. You kind of roll in from one season to the next. What's it been like volleyball this year for yourself?
It's been pretty good so far. I mean, as a team, we've improved a lot, and individually, I feel like I've came a long way since, if you look at me, my freshman year and stuff, and just, I don't know, skills have improved, things have clicked a lot more now, and it's pretty exciting.
What would you credit your improvement to? Just your work ethic, really putting in the time?
We put in a lot of time with summer workouts and 2 days for 2 weeks and practice, and just like our coaches pushing me and getting me better.
Was there ever any AAU volleyball for you back in the day, I would assume?
7th and 8th grade year, actually. Us 6 seniors, we started with Murrah. We were the first group to start with Murrah. So.
Wow, and you guys are still all together.
Yep.
Who managed to pull all that together? You 6? Oh, that's awesome. So, Central Lion, I've asked a couple of your teammates, Has Coach Murray said anything, or were you guys really focused on what the Mustangs can do at practice today?
She informed us of what we are going to expect out of them. They got a couple good hitters and stuff, so we'll have to be ready to dig the ball and get our blocks set. But we just have to key in on those things and keep pushing ourselves.
Has she compared them to any team that you may have faced this year?
Not really, I guess. I would say you can kind of compare them to East Sac, but...
And of course, they're playing tomorrow night in the 3A regional semis. Maddie Morenz, thank you for your time and all of your fellow seniors. Great group of young ladies. Good luck on Friday night.
Thank you.
You're welcome.